Meltzer. We're talking real money.
Don McDonald here, taking on hosting chores all by myself. All by myself. Tom's in Mexico. Nobody should even feel badly for him. The last I looked, he was out on a boat on the water, and it's like 85 degrees, so just, you know, pay no attention to him. But I'm here to spend 1 hour with you, and only 1 hour with you today, talking about what? Money. How you can make more, and how you can spend less, and how you can protect what you have, and how you can avoid being ripped off. And we're going to particularly focus, at least early on today, on how you can avoid being ripped off. There are some new scams out there. These crooks are really creative. But before I get into that, I want to give you, actually, I'm going to give you a couple of phone numbers today. As a matter of fact, Stacy, if you're listening, which I know you are because you're running the board, tell me if the 421-1000 line is ringing right now, because I'm testing a new phone number out, and I'm not going to give it out unless it's ringing. Is it ringing? Good. Then I can just give this one number out, because that's the phone we're going to be using. Here's the deal. Next week. Is it next week? Yeah, next week already. Talking Real Money expands to 3 hours. However, one of those 3 hours is going to be on Como's sister station, KVI. So we'll be on from noon until 3, 2 hours on Como, 1 hour on KVI. So I thought what a great idea it would be to get the same phone number for the show. And bonus, this is a bonus. This phone number works 24/7. So all of you podcast listeners can call and ask questions anytime. And even we'll use what we can on the air. And even if we don't use it on the air, I absolutely promise you that someone will call you and try to get your question answered. And I also promise they're not going to try and sell you anything or pitch you anything. That's not what we're about, as you can probably tell from the show. Yeah, we do have an investment advice firm, but do we flog you with it? Absolutely not. We're here to educate, and that's what this new phone number is designed to help us do. So here it is. It's a toll-free number, but it's an 855 number. Here you go. Ready? Oh, sorry. A little cruddy there. 855-935-TALK. I love the old talk numbers. When I was on the air, when I was on nationally, the phone number was always talk. When I was at local stations, the phone number was always talk. So here's the number, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. And you can start using that today. And then you can use it for any questions that come up anytime, day or night. 855-935-8255. T-A-L-K or 8255. So give me a call. I've got just an hour to help you out. So if you've got an investing question, if you think somebody might be trying to take advantage of you, if you're trying to spend a little better, if you're trying to create an income stream in retirement, if you're trying to do some planning for the future, give me a call. I will try to help you do that. 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. That's our new number from here on. Okay? Got it? Now, here's the new scam. This is a bold scam. Folks are finding money magically deposited into their bank accounts. Lots of money, thousands of dollars, just appears in the bank account from, of all people, the Internal Revenue Service. Before you think, whoa, windfall, think again. Don't touch it. If some money appears in your account or a check appears in your mailbox from the IRS and it doesn't match what you filed for, do not touch it. Call the Internal Revenue Service, because here's what's happening. There are some thieves, and they're so creative. I'm so impressed with their level of creativity. There are thieves out there who have stolen Social Security numbers and bank account information, and they will file a tax return on your behalf and have the money deposited into your bank account. And then they will call you and say, "Hello, this is Mr. Jones from the IRS. And we are," actually, they'll probably sound more like a Nigerian, but I'm going to do it as if I was a pompous American. And we accidentally deposited $5,000 in your account, and we need that money back immediately. And then they ask you to wire them money. Do not do that. Do not do that. One, the IRS doesn't call you. They don't ever call you. They write you. So if somebody calls you and they say they're from the IRS, they're already lying. But don't touch the money either, because you're going to have to pay it back.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hi, this is Tom Koch. I read a great headline recently which said, "Skip the seminars on retirement investing and just enjoy life." I completely agree. Now, that might sound funny coming from someone who spent the last 20 years doing classes on retirement investing, but the writer has it correct. The experts want to buy you a steak dinner, tell you how complicated investing is, and how they know the future. None of it's true. He correctly points out that checking your portfolio every day will probably lead to missing the objective, living a peaceful life free from the love of money. Truer words never spoken. This is the same message we've delivered for years. Create a balanced, widely diversified portfolio, use index mutual funds, and get help from a low-cost fiduciary advisor if you need to create a retirement plan. Then enjoy all the great things life has to offer. Let Vestry help you. Give us a call at 800-386-3004. That's 800-386-3004 to get started. Or visit Vestry.com. We'll create the plan. You live the peaceful life.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
I'm Don. Tom's vacationing, and I'm dying to try out our new number, see how it works. 855-935-TALK. 855-935-8255. That's the number from now on. It actually works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so that we can help you whenever the Spirit moves you. For example, let's say you're sitting at an event, a dinner or something, and somebody's pitching you a product that sounds too good to be true. Call that number. Say, before I do anything, I got to call my advisor and get some advice. And then just give that number a call, leave us a message, and somebody will get back to you, either that or we'll use your call on the air. So, and while the show is live, that number rings right through to the show at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. It's a lot of fives. We got rid of all those sixes. 855-935-TALK. And by the way, speaking of scams, yes, the depositing money into your bank account one is pretty darn creative and sneaky. So I could see how somebody might fall for that one. That's a new twist on the IRS scam. Then there's this IRS scam that I hope every listener to this show can see right through. Are you ready? Somebody calls from the IRS. 9 times out of 10, they're going to have a thick foreign accent. They're going to say, "Hello, I'm calling from Internal Revenue Service, and we have a very serious problem here. You owe us like $10,000 in back taxes, and we have tried to reach you with no success, and now we are very, very angry. We are very angry. We are going, see, I changed accents there. We're going to put you in jail. Officers from IRS will come to your home along with police, sheriff, and SWAT team. They will take you outside. They will beat you. They will throw you in paddy wagon, and they will take you to a prison somewhere where you will rot in jail if you do not give us this $10,000 immediately." And you go, "Oh my goodness, I am frightened. I am scared. I didn't realize. What can I do to make this right, Mr. IRS agent, who sounds like a Russian agent?"
here is what you need to do.
You need to go to Amazon.com, Amazon, AMAZON.com, and you need to purchase $10,000 in Amazon gift cards and get the codes and email those codes to us right away, and we will clear the record. Something like that happened to a woman in Pennsylvania. She took the money out of her bank and went to a local retail store, bought gift cards, and then read the gift giver, e-gift cards, then read the codes to the fake IRS agent over the phone. Guess what happened to her $10,000? At that very moment, her $10,000 ceased to be her $10,000 and instantly became the swindler's $10,000. So what's the moral of this story? Well, there are two, actually. Mention the first one a little earlier. The IRS does not call when you owe them money. Two, even if they did call, how would they? Let's assume for a minute that dunning you over the phone was a normal thing. How would they ask you to pay it back or to pay them? A check, maybe? But gift cards? Go to post office, buy $10,000 of 25-cent stamps or 47 or forever stamps. Oh, those are better because... And mail them to us. They're not going to ask you for gift cards. They're not going to ask you for Western Union wire transfers or to pay them through PayPal. They're not. So... if somebody, the IRS even says, if somebody calls and says they're from the IRS, you have our permission to harass them mercilessly. You know, think of the whistle technique for those who aren't quick with the wit is very effective. The air horn, I think probably even more effective, but I would worry possibly about that blowing out the electronics in your phone. I kind of just like to toy with them. I will fake cry. I will. I'll go, really? Oh, really? But my children are sick. And, you know, little Timmy is lame and he can't get to the doctor because we don't have any money. You know, so play with them. Yank their little chains, okay? 878, oh, I almost gave the old number. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. 855-935-8255. It's if you think somebody's about to rip you off, don't do anything without checking on it. I don't care how forceful they sound. No. No. Say no to any solicitation over the phone. Actually, that's really the best policy of all, because almost every solicitation on the phone is a scam. Rachel from Card Services, scam. I know, she sounds so nice. Scam. Most of the calls from police support groups or sheriff support groups, if not outright scams, generally really, really lousy deals, because best case, they give 5 or 10 cents to the police charity for which they're raising money. Just hang up on them all. I gotta commend T-Mobile. I don't know if the others are doing this, but this just started happening in the past month or so with T-Mobile. I get a little note that says scam likely. Now, a couple of times it hasn't been a scam, but that's kind of nice. That will get more and more prevalent as these things are out of control, and they are truly out of control. So that's our scam segment of the program. Now I want to talk a little bit about investing, because they're strange. Over the past, I don't know, say 13 months or so, you know, I not sure what that means, that 13 months exactly, but it seems that consumer protections in the financial services industry are being at least muted, if not eliminated entirely. And a couple of years ago, the Securities and Exchange Commission passed an interesting rule, and I thought it was a very appropriate rule, that said, hey, you mutual funds that own illiquid securities, like some real estate trusts and things you can't get out of, you need to, by 2019, start telling your customers about those. Well, now it's looking like the SEC is going to yank that protection. Does it matter to you? We'll talk about it after this. We hope you're enjoying one of the more unique podcasts out there, but we want to remind you that there are other tools we offer to help you get educated about what we call real investing. We publish Real Investing Journal both as a free online version and in an inexpensive printed magazine. You can check those out at realinvestingjournal.com. Then we offer classes, most of which are in the Seattle area, but now we've got a couple of the classes that we taught at Retire Meet online for free at talkingrealmoney.com under the video link. Just go to talkingrealmoney.com, click on the video link. And finally, we rarely mention it, but we also manage wealth for hundreds of folks and well over a third of $1 million through our fee-only 100% fiduciary investment advisory firm, Vestory. We manage money just as we talk about it. We always put our clients first, our fees are low, and we educate you on a regular basis. Go to Vestory.com to learn more, and you can take our free no-obligation risk quiz to understand the level of investment volatility you can tolerate. That's Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Anytime you try something new, you should expect a bug or two in the system. Well, apparently the new number has a little bug and it's not properly connecting. So I'll get with the service people after the show and see about getting that fixed. In the meantime, we're switching back to the old number, 877-397-5666. 877-397-5666. Give me a call. I'm only here till the top of the hour because we have basketball coming up, but I'll help you as much as I can during that time. We'll sneak as many calls in as we can. 877-397-5666 is the number. Tom's on vacation. I'm here for you. Next week, Tom will be back, and then we're going to do some of our show over on KVI. So things will be changing a little bit, but not a lot. Just more of us. So if you don't like us, I'm sorry. If you like us, maybe it's a good thing. Why is it not a big concern to me that the Securities and Exchange Commission is considering eliminating what I consider to be a pretty substantial consumer protection, and that is transparency from mutual fund managers who own illiquid securities? Why is it a concern first? Well, let's say a whole lot of people all of a sudden want to get out of a mutual fund, one of these mutual funds with illiquid securities. Once they run out of liquid securities, they may not be able to let anyone else get their money out of the fund. That could cause a panic. However, today, because of some dramatic changes that have occurred in my tenure in this industry, it concerns me less. Because investors, despite Wall Street's desire to turn the clock back to the days when they could charge 8.5% commissions on mutual funds and do it with impunity and sell you garbage and charge you high fees, and they were getting rich. I mean, rich. Those days are ending, and Wall Street, of course, hates it. So at every turn, they want to do whatever they can to keep the status quo. Well, you, being smart people, have decided you're not going to take it. You're not going to go invest in an actively managed mutual fund that has convoluted, complex strategies designed to try to beat the market when you know, and if you don't know, you will soon learn, that beating the market on a consistent, predictable basis is not just unlikely, it is not possible. It can't be done. So just hang in and keep doing what you're doing. 877-397-5666 is our phone number. I didn't get the text. Not sure. Oh, wait, maybe this is it. Oh, yeah, I got it. Okay, cool. Let's see. I don't think I have time, though. So what we're going to do is we'll take a break. I'll do it. I can get it in. We got to get it in. We can start it here and then hold on. Hey, Thomas, welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, I just wanted to let your listeners know, going back to your scam segment, with AT&T, they have something similar to what you were talking with T-Mobile.
Oh, good.
They have an app that's called Call Protect. It's basically, if it's a known fraud call, it will block it. If it's a possible, telemarketer or something like that, it'll let you know when the call comes up.
Wow, that's good. That's a great thing. I hope everybody does it, because they're starting to build these wonderful databases of likely scam numbers, and they can use that not even as so much to protect us, it's just to keep us from being annoyed all the time. Thomas, thanks for the information. I really appreciate it. 877-397-5666. That's our number. Give me a call. I'll try to help you make money makes more sense, so you can either make more money or waste less. So give me a holler, 877-397-5666. Tom's on vacation. I'm Don McDonald, and this is Important Stuff.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Quick break. In addition to our Talking Real Money podcast, we have a few other tools to help you gain a better understanding of the concept of real investing. Of course, there's Real Investing Journal. That's offered in both a free online version and in an inexpensive printed magazine. Explore both those options at realinvestingjournal.com, realinvestingjournal.com. Then we teach classes. We offer most of our live classes in the Seattle area because that's where most of our offices are, but most of you live elsewhere. That's why we're now offering the same classes that Tom and I taught at Retire Meet online right now, free at TalkingRealMoney.com under the video link. Just go to TalkingRealMoney.com and then click on the video link. You'll see them right there. Finally, we also manage the wealth, or the budding wealth, of hundreds of folks like you through our fee-only 100% fiduciary investment advisory firm, Vestory. You'll find our approach is consistent with the message we've been sharing for decades. We always put our clients' needs first. Our fees are among the lowest of any non-robo-advisor, and constant education is one of our core values. Visit Vestory.com for more information on our firm and to take our free no-obligation risk quiz to better understand the level of investment volatility you can tolerate. That's Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Only because you don't get far in life without money. It's part of most everything you do. That's why you ought to call me at our old number, since the new number's not working properly, 877-397-5666. 877-397-5666. Easy, free, honest education about money. You won't get sold anything. That's not what this show's about, not what it's ever been about in the almost 30 years I've been doing it. 2018, my 30th anniversary of doing money talk shows. I think that's at least as long as anyone else, certainly longer than most. The only one I can think of who might be in that same longevity arena is Bob Brinker. Because, yeah, I think so. I don't know. I don't know that anybody keeps records of that, probably for a good reason. What will the stock market do? You know you want to know. And I hope you've gotten smart enough to know you can't know, but you still want to know. But the experts get it consistently wrong. Just horribly wrong. Let me give you some examples. This is from a column in the Wall Street Journal. In 2007, from 2006 to 2007, the S&P 500 went up about 50 points. Things were looking pretty good in 2007. It felt pretty good. So, the market prognosticators, it didn't look great, but it looked pretty good. The market prognosticators in aggregate predicted that the S&P 500 would rise about 200 points in 2008. Now, unless you're a small child or you lived in a cave in 2008, you know that they were wrong by, well, their prediction was wrong by about 700, over 700 points. The S&P 500 ended 2008 at 900, not the 1640 predicted, 903 to be exact. So that forecast was not just wrong, it was horribly wrong. And in subsequent years, they were off. The only year they were really close, the experts, actually the only 2 years they were really close, were 2010 and 2016, where they were within just like 10 points of being right. However, last year, they did pretty horribly. Last year, in 2016, the experts predicted the market would end the year at 2220. It ended at 2239. But for 2017, everybody was confident. You remember this. 2017 can't be that good a year. The predictions in aggregate called for about a 40-point increase in the S&P 500 from 2340 to 2380. The reality was not a 40-point increase, but more than a 400-point increase. Not only did they get it wrong, they got it way wrong. Hugely wrong. And that's the consistent trend, no matter whose study you follow. Over and over again, the experts get it wrong. Now, bear in mind, this is not a very complicated prediction. They're picking a number. Your odds of being right or close are pretty, pretty high. It's even, but you know what's funny is that they're even worse when it comes to just predicting whether the market will be up or whether it will be down. Less than 50% of those who are the hundreds of market predicting newsletters out there and gurus, less than 50% get their market calls right. It's about 40 some odd percent. They're worse than if you just flip a coin. Just every year at the beginning of the year, flip a coin. Heads, the market will be up. Tails, it'll be down. You're very likely going to keep doing it long enough. You're going to end up being right half the time and wrong half the time. Yet these experts are wrong more than half the time, which means they're worse at it than random chance. The smart forecasters, if you want to be the smartest forecaster and actually blow away the numbers, you want to be right 75% of the time, all you have to say is, and you get on CNBC, all you have to say is, yeah, I believe based on my research that the market will be going up next year. 75% of the time, you'll be right.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hi, this is Tom Koch. I read a great headline recently which said, skip the seminars on retirement investing and just enjoy life. I completely agree. Now, that might sound funny coming from someone who spent the last 20 years doing classes on retirement investing, but the writer has it correct. The experts want to buy you a steak dinner, tell you how complicated investing is, and how they know the future. None of it's true. He correctly points out that checking your portfolio every day will probably lead to missing the objective, living a peaceful life free from the love of money. Truer words never spoken. This is the same message we've delivered for years. Create a balanced, widely diversified portfolio, use index mutual funds, and get help from a low-cost fiduciary advisor if you need to create a retirement plan. Then enjoy all the great things life has to offer. Let Vestry help you. Give us a call at 800-386-3004. That's 800-386-3004 to get started. Or visit Vestry.com. We'll create the plan. You live the peaceful life.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
We talk about money realistically, thus the name Real Money, not from the perspective of those who think they have some magic formula or who promise you wealth without risk. No, that doesn't exist. We try to shine big, bright lights on a lot of the things that are wrong about the financial industry. And as we talked earlier today about some of the scams that are perpetrated against you. And Jana, you're on. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Good afternoon, Dawn. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Jana. What's up?
I have more information about the phone scams. T-Mobile sent me out an email last week and said to give them, you know, a call. So I did. And what is happening is they'll call your phone company, cancel your phone, have your social number, go to your bank and say, I've changed phone numbers, and please transfer all my accounts to my new email address and my new phone number. So now you have to put in a secondary block. If I was a, you know, scammer, I could call up. But now they'll say, okay, what is your secondary protection number before we'll cancel your phone?
And that is going to become the norm. That will become the norm. After Apple had their accounts hacked, they went to two-factor identification on everything. That's going to be the norm. It's either going to be you've got to give a four-digit PIN code in addition to other identifying information, or they need you to go into a device and get a code that they send you, a one-time activation code. This is the way it must go, and it is only step one. There is a lot more that has to be done, but I commend them for actually nipping it in the bud and getting that done, because I got the same note from them to contact them to do a secondary identification.
Yes, I thought it was quite nice.
Yes, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
I appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye. 877-397-5666. 877-397-5666. And everybody, on every account, you should have some kind of two-factor identification. My bank account at USAA, I must log in with my username, password, and then a PIN. My other bank account at Bank of America, username and password. But before I can do anything with money, every single time, if I want to transfer money, if I want to withdraw money, if I want to, you know, I can deposit. They don't care. They'll take my money. But to get money out or to move it somewhere, I have to give them back the code off of my phone that they send to me. This is the norm. And it's probably a good norm. It's way past time, because we're all getting ripped off, and we all end up paying for it. Even if, you know, they rob your bank account, you can go back to the bank and they'll probably make you whole. They absolutely will with credit cards, but somebody's paying for it. Nothing is absolutely positively free. We all end up paying a little bit more. So the sooner we not eliminate, but reduce this problem, the better for all of us. And part of that is going to come through technology, too. We're going to have face recognition, better face recognition, the kind that is on an iPhone where it actually scans multiple places on your face in three dimensions. It's not perfect, but it's better than fingerprint ID. It's going to keep changing. People are going to keep finding new ways to take advantage of us. And you have to participate. Matter of fact, we had Herb Weisbaum, the consumer man, at our retire meet, and I was shocked. I listened to him, and he said that people are still using the number one passwords out there are things like password. Password is not a password. It's the word password. Or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's not a password. Or their birth date. That's a terrible password. You can find someone's birth date on Facebook. Your dog's name, your kid's name. No, bad password. Bad, bad, bad. Best passwords, according to most studies, best and easiest to remember, random phrases. Go grab a book you like. Find four words at random. And use those. Or your four favorite places. You know, let's say you like Hawaii, Montana, Arizona, and Mexico. So go, let's see, Mexico, Montana, whatever. Four wacky doodle words run together, and it's almost impossible for somebody to break that password. It's way too many letters. There are password generators. Use those. They generate and they keep your password. I use one called 1Password. It'll generate and keep a password. My Apple machines generate and store passwords. Yeah, I know. Somebody could get in my computer, but not likely. Not as likely as running an algorithm that's going, I'm guessing, I'm guessing, I'm guessing, I'm guessing, I'm guessing, and then they finally get it right. That's what those Russian hackers do. Pretty simple stuff that you can do. And again, if it sounds like it's like a too good to be true deal, avoid that. If it sounds particularly frightening, people don't call and harass you on the phone. Even collection agencies don't do that anymore. And trust me, if you're in if your finances are in the state where you're going to get seriously harassing calls from collection agencies, one, they're illegal, but if you're going to get you're late on your bills. You got them in the mail and you ignored them. You know you're late. You just ignored them. Admit it. But somebody's not going to call you out of the blue and go, you owe us $10,000. It's just not going to happen. Now, I want to remind everybody, next week, Tom will be back. And then at 2 p.m. Pacific time, we're going to start doing an hour on KVI 570. So will it be in two places at two different times, of course. And then we always have the podcast at talkingrealmoney.com. And I need you all to do me a favor. You are literally the first people other than me to know about something new. I am creating a brand new podcast from scratch. They're short, between 2 and 5 minutes. So they're easy to listen to, because I sometimes get bored if I listen to stuff that's really long, unless it's totally compelling. And I don't know. I mean, I might do some totally compelling ones later, but I'm doing some new podcasts. They're not on iTunes yet. I haven't submitted them yet because I want to get some feedback. And those podcasts are at money30.com. Money 30, the word. M-O-N-E-Y-T-H-I-R-T-Y 30.com. Check them out and then drop me a note and tell me what you think, and or share some ideas for future ones with me, or ask some questions. Money30.com.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
We hope you're enjoying one of the more unique podcasts out there, but we want to remind you that there are other tools we offer to help you get educated about what we call real investing. We publish Real Investing Journal both as a free online version and in an inexpensive printed magazine. You can check those out at realinvestingjournal.com. Then we offer classes, most of which are in the Seattle area, but now we've got a couple of the classes that we taught at Retire Meet online for free at talkingrealmoney.com under the video link. Just go to talkingrealmoney.com, click on the video link. And finally, we rarely mention it, but we also manage wealth for hundreds of folks and well over a third of $1 million through our fee-only 100% fiduciary investment advisory firm, Vestory. We manage money just as we talk about it. We always put our clients first. Our fees are low, and we educate you on a regular basis. Go to Vestry.com to learn more, and you can take our free no-obligation risk quiz to understand the level of investment volatility you can tolerate. That's Vestry.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
And speaking of websites, I've updated retiremeat.com with the schedule, the tentative schedule for the upcoming Retire Meet in Everett that's taking place on May 5th. Now, we are way past 50% sold out already, and it's not even March. So if you want to get tickets, I would suggest you do it soon. Plus, they're 50% off until February 28th. So go to retiremeet.com and get your half-off tickets right now. That's retiremeet.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That's a wrap.